It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in the Portmarnock area, why not pop by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. You can pop in morning, noon and night, and the food is fantastic. The staff are brilliant, and it's just a lovely, cosy, friendly atmosphere in the bar. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, why not stay at the White Sands Hotel? Now, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? You will be aware, as everybody in the country is, of that incident that happened in Drogheda and County Louth last Friday, where somebody basically set fire to an iPass centre housing up to 28 people. There were women and children in the building at the time when the fire was set. We understand that they kicked in the front door. One guy, heavily disguised in that his face was covered up. He had gloves on. He poured petrol on the stairs of this iPass centre and set it on fire and legged it. Angie from Rathmullen, which is a big housing estate in Drogheda.
Before you read out Angie's message, I want to ask you, and I want to ask all of you how you feel about the various conspiracy theories that are going around. We've had so many people messaging us. By the way, I don't believe this for one moment, so don't shoot the messenger, saying that it was an inside job.
What do I think of that?
Yeah, what do you think of that?
People are always looking for ways of blaming somebody else. This was not an inside job. This is some fucking lunatic who thought it was an appropriate thing to do to set fire to a centre with women and children inside. It beggars belief that the fire service had to rescue women and children.
To all the people, because certain factions of the far right or whatever will take this clip, because they do, they always post it online and say, look what Kennedy and Dixon are saying. Look what they're saying. Traitors to the country. Traitors to the country. So I'm going to ask you the question. To those people who say this was an inside job and that it was done to deflect attention or to garner sympathy for asylum seekers or to get them moved to a better location. By the way, that's what people are saying. People actually believe that. Your answer is...
time will tell when hopefully somebody will be arrested. Then we'll find out whether or not it was any sort of an inside job. I don't see why anybody would set fire to a building with women and children inside it, regardless of their motivation.
Sean thinks it's an inside job. Sean, come on the show and tell us, because everybody, since this happened a couple of days ago, everybody is turned into Sherlock Holmes. I had one fella tell me he has all sorts of evidence. I have evidence. I saw videos online, video online evidence. So, Sean, put your money where your big gob is and tell us why you think it was an inside job.
Anyway, time will tell. Hopefully the guards will actually get to arrest somebody. They're trawling through CCTV from all around that area in Drogheda, and hopefully they will make an arrest sooner rather than later. Then we'll have an idea as to who this person or persons were. Anyway, let me read Angie's message. This is what Angie wrote to us. She is from Rathmullen, which is a big housing estate in Drogheda, and it says, I don't know if you'll want to cover this, but a lot of the residents in Drogheda, like myself, are absolutely disgusted by what happened on Friday night at the iPass Centre. I was also disgusted when I went online to see neighbours, people I thought were decent people, laughing over a baby and children almost being burned alive. Shame on the lot of them. I need you to let your viewers know that most people in Drogheda are appalled by this, but there are certain people, far-right yobbos, who need to hang their heads in shame for pushing stories that iPass centres are full of dangerous people. Also, there's a Facebook page posting addresses of iPass centres, literally asking for them to be targeted. Why will Facebook not take this down? I feel sick at what our country has become. Please highlight this. And that is from a lady called Angie in Rathmullen. So there you go. Rathmullen is an estate in Drogheda.
The one thing I was disgusted by was when I went on that night onto social media, onto Facebook, actually, mm-hmm. I saw the story was posted on whatever, the Sunday World. And you go into the emojis then, and the amount of people laughing about it. Actually, people that I ended up in friend of them. There was people I was friends with on Facebook that were actually laughing about that. Whatever your feelings, can I have a little speech about this? Because I've been trying to get this off my chest for the last few days. Whatever your view on immigration, whatever your views are, and myself and Adrian have said this continuously, despite people thinking we haven't said it, we are against open borders. We are against illegal immigration. We are against importing rapists into the country. We are against importing dangerous people into the country. We want safe immigration like the rest of you. But whatever your opinion on borders, immigration, or whatever, if you think it's funny that a building housing children and a baby in it is funny. If you think that's funny, that a building that has babies and children in it was almost burned to the ground. If you think that's funny, take a long fucking hard look at
absolutely
yourself in the mirror. Because you are a piece of
filth.
Shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I was going to use another word for you, but I won't actually use that. But you're an absolute see you next Tuesday if you think that's funny. And the thousands of people who were laughing over that, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
By the way, you won't get one of them on this podcast. Not one of them. No one. And that's what's so, you know, you all slag us off. At least we have the balls to sit here every day and give our opinions on things. You all sit behind fake Facebook pages with Irish flags on them saying you're a patriot. You're not much of a fucking patriot. You're too embarrassed to give your real identity. So I don't expect, and I wouldn't even want, someone to come onto this podcast today and say, you know what? When I heard about those children and baby and everybody being burned to death, I laughed my head off. I wouldn't expect you to say that because you know you're a fucking arsehole.
Clown of a person. Here, and let me read a message that just came in to us from Martina. This will just give you an idea. The media won't tell the full story.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
There is a camera on the outside of the building and the guard should know what direction he went. It's a main road full of traffic and cameras and that would be information normally released to catch the culprit. Now, Martina, I don't know for a fact that there is a camera on the outside of the building, but assuming that there is, and assuming that there is CCTV's footage from it, the Gardaí are obviously analysing it. They obviously will not release every bit of information that they have because it's a live investigation. They don't need to tip off whoever it was who's responsible that they're actually going to be caught soon. So they obviously withhold certain information while the investigation is ongoing. And I don't know what you're on about. The media won't tell the full story. Of course the media wants to tell the full story
Martina,
of what happened here.
We're the media. Okay, yeah. Let me just say this for a second. Martina, we're the media and we're offering you the opportunity to come. The fact that we actually read out your message means we're giving all the story. You're invited onto this. I don't think people get this sometimes. You're invited on. You know, we'll give you the platform to come onto the podcast and say what you want to say. So if you're giving out about the full story not being heard, come on and tell us the story. You seem to know more than we do. So there you go. You know the phone number,
087-085-825-2626.
There's the number. Send us a WhatsApp. We'll get the guys to ring you back. You come on and tell us the full story because myself and Adrian are thick. We don't know anything about what went on.
Anyway, I need you to, this is what Angie said in her message. I need you to let your viewers know that most people in Drogheda are appalled by this, but there are certain people, far right yobbos, who need to hang their heads in shame for pushing stories that iPass centres are full of dangerous people. In this particular case, it was women and children that were actually in the building at the time that it was set on fire.
So again, Martina, the team sent you a message, so either put up or shut up. And I'm sorry for being rude, but either put up or shut up, okay? You've been given the opportunity to give your side, oh, I have the inside scoop, put up or shut up. Don't moan that you're not being given a platform. We're offering you a platform. Are you afraid that when you come on with us that we'll be able to pick your holes in your story and find out that it's a spoof? If not, if you're telling the truth, come on.
Let me kick off this conversation with this message from Ava.
Hi, Adrian and Jeremy. My opinion on this is that people are focusing too much on where it happened and who done it. Was it an immigrant? Was it an Irish person? That they forgot to focus on the fact that there is a crime done, that somebody wanted to endanger another person. Somebody luckily got out of it. But yeah, that's my opinion. Doesn't, regardless where you're from, it's a crime and you should be punished and you shouldn't be looking for reasons like, where is this person coming from? Why did that happen? Is the nationality an issue? No, it's a crime. And I'm sure there is loads of Irish people as well who does the crime. And they don't get that much coverage, don't they?
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, messages flying in about this already. This is Martin.
I don't condone a house being set on fire like that when it's got people in it. But look, these people are a danger to society. It's been shown all across Europe, not just in this country. I mean, you only have to look as far as the City West incident that happened the other week. So, you know, that woman there saying, oh, it's terrible what's happening to the country. She's right, it is terrible what's happened to the country. Irish people are being left to the wayside while everyone else is getting money fucking chucked at them. But anyway, cheers, lads.
Martin, that sounds like a disgusting justification for what happened on Friday. Coming up with excuses as to why somebody might have set fire to this I-Pass centre. It sounds, Martin, like you're almost forgiving what happened, or you're excusing what happened. You're trying to find reason for what happened. There is no reason,
Martin. It's terrible for what happened, but the reason it happened was people are...
There is no excuse in anyone's language for setting fire to a building that there are women and children in. Imagine how terrified those children were. One of the kids was a newborn baby. Like, literally, a newborn baby. Couple of days old.
It's actually sad that people have become like that in this country, isn't it? And as I said, you can be against immigration. You know, as Martin said, he believes that they're getting everything. They're not getting everything, Martin, by the way. They're not getting everything. So that's a lie to say that they're getting everything. They're living in kippy I-Pass centres, for God's sake, that you wouldn't bring up a cat in. But again... No matter what they're getting from the government, you cannot burn property that has, forget even about the children, that has human beings in it. Because they're human beings.
No, but the argument that it's unvetted men, of military age, in this case it wasn't. There were women and children in there. They weren't running away from an army, they were there seeking protection in this country. Let me go to Sean. You're on Opinions Matter. Sean, how are you?
Good morning, lads. Good afternoon, should I say.
Indeed. What did you want to say on this, Sean?
Listen, what happened in Donegal, I do not commend.
In Drogheda.
What I'm pissed off with is all this far right. Listen, what they doing is a scumbag thing, but why blame far right on everything nowadays? Everything is getting blamed on far right. And as I said, I'd never heard of far right up till 2-3 years ago. And I'm 36 years of age, and I've never heard of far right. But they're just labelling all the bad publicity on far right people.
Okay, here's the problem. There are people spreading misinformation online. There are people spreading, for example, giving addresses of supposed I-Pass centres. Some of them are accurate. I know I spoke to a man in County Louth a couple of weeks ago whose house and his address and his air code was posted online claiming that it was being used as an I-Pass centre. No, hang on, no such thing.
We live in there with social media. This is the life we live in. You just have to get used to it. Sure, look at the government. Last year before the general election, the government were lying to us, telling us how many houses they built. But we don't brand them as far right for lying to us, do we? Or for telling us fake numbers. Okay. Look, I'm sick of everything that happens.
Here's the worry that I have, that the far right rhetoric that we see in this country, and this is exactly what it is where immigrants are being blamed for everything, every single thing that is wrong in this country. Blame the immigrants, blame the foreigners.
You must understand why. You look at that young girl the other day, you look at what happened in Parnell Street, like 20, 30 years ago, none of this happened in Dublin. You seen Simon Harris coming out the other day, and we used to only take in 3,000 a year. We're taking in up to 22,000 immigrants a year that we don't have the housing for them. So the Irish people are getting pissed off. Now what they doing, I don't believe them.
And this is exactly the point that I was about to make. At some of the protests, you hear people shouting, get them out, and then others shouting, burn them out. And this is exactly what we saw in Drogheda the other day.
But you are using it far right too much now. Even when you look at ads on telly about immigrants, without the doctors, our hospitals be lost. Hold on, none of us are saying doctors that are coming from countries he's coming over here to walk. We all respect them people, but the cunts that they're letting in that don't walk, that are claiming social welfare for nothing. There's even people that got paid to leave the country a few months ago, and they're still in the country.
We agree with all that. I agree with that, and Adrian agrees. We said this a couple of weeks ago.
News two are very used all the time, far right.
No, hang on, Sean. By the way, the far right's been around for hundreds of years. Hitler.
I'm 36 years of age, and up until after COVID, before COVID, I'd never heard of far right. I'm 36 years of age. I'm into politicians. I watch politicians on the radio news, but I've never in my life heard of far right.
And Sean, here's the thing. Some people in this country are literally being brainwashed to believe that foreign nationals are people in IPAS centres are a danger to society. They're all here to rape our women and children and nothing. And when you get... hang on for one second. When you get brainwashed
By the way, Agent, there is a dangerous element to...
Element everywhere.
Yes. No, there is, yeah.
But there's a lot of these woke left people as well that are brainwashing kids to come out as LGBTs as well. So it's happening in every segment of the world.
But again, Sean, my point is that some people in this society are being brainwashed to believe that immigrants are responsible for all of the ills of Irish society. And that is firstly not true. They're not to blame for everything that's going wrong in this country. I understand how people have an attitude towards immigration in this country. But the point I'm trying to make is the brainwashing is literally driving people to do what we saw being done the other day. Those guys who set fire to that building believe that the solution to the immigration problem is to literally burn them out. Literally burn them out of the houses that they're living in.
Well, hold on. Like, you may class me as a far right, right? But I don't believe what actions was done the other day is the way forward. I do believe, and I've said this on your radio channels loads of times, about going and protesting at these IPAS centres. Fight them. Don't physically fight, but protest. There's no point going to Dáil because the Dáil are doing nothing. Now, what was done the other day, the house burned down with kids and all, I don't agree in that. But yet you call me a far right, but I don't agree on what these are doing. So,
nobody's ever called you far right. I've never called you far right. Who's called you far right?
And the point that I'm making, Sean, is because I speak up for myself as far right.
Let me speak. That's how people in this country are gone now. Because the likes of people that stand up and want to ask these tough questions, we get branded far right, yes or no?
Why did so many people laugh when they heard that a building was almost burned down that had children in it? Like, children, think of that for a second.
The children that was raped as well the other week. Like, this is all happening.
But a child is a child, regardless of their colour or where they're from or their ethnicity or something. Children should be protected.
A child didn't decide to leave Zimbabwe and come to Ireland. It was his parents' fault.
Yeah.
I don't blame the kids, 100%. I totally agree with you on that. But my argument is today is I'm sick of it on anything that any bad and bad happens now in Ireland.
Can I just read another message? And this actually typifies exactly what I'm talking about.
What are you getting annoyed about, Adrian?
Because this is after annoying me.
Okay.
Brian has just written on our Facebook page, what about all the foreigners murdering all the women in this country? Brian, what the fuck are you on about?
No, if you're talking about...
We've had a couple of examples of how foreigners have been involved in hateful crimes in this country, okay? Your man Pushka is one I can think of.
He's in a cage where he should be.
Yeah. Animal. But it's this line, Brian, what about all the foreigners murdering all the women in this country?
You know,
that is absolute bullshit, Brian.
You see, Brian, here's the thing. It's wrong at the same time. So it is very, very wrong for any person to come into this country and murder or rape or sexually assault anybody. That is very, very wrong. They should be put in a cage, yeah? But it's also very wrong to try and burn a house that has children in it.
It's also very wrong to talk about all the foreigners murdering all the women in this country. Brian, that is absolute bollocks. Seriously, man. Just even the language, using that language. Do you not get why that annoys me, Sean? And again, we have had examples of foreigners committing heinous crimes in this country, and it is despicable. But Brian, Brian believes that all foreigners are responsible for all these.
You go into a hospital with a broken leg, 9 times out of 10 it's going to be a foreigner that's looking after you.
Correct.
Now, as I said, I have no problem with these people like that, doctors, nurses. I have no problem with thousands of them coming into the country that's going to work and they're going to help the economy grow. But what Irish government is letting in is that's why Irish people are getting frustrated. They're murdering kids, they're murdering people going out on walks and runs in parks, and these are people that should have never been in the country. So you have to
Sorry again, Sean, if you look at somebody like Joseph Pushka, he was legally entitled to be in this country.
He was a European citizen.
He didn't come from Africa, he didn't come from a country that we don't allow in, he was from a country that we do allow into our country.
That's probably one example, Adrian, but you look at all the other court cases with people that shouldn't be allowed in this country. So that's where the frustration is with the Irish people. Now, as I said earlier on, I still don't believe what happened, a house being set on fire should be the way forward. But I think we need to stop this show of blaming everything on far right.
Sean, we also need to stop this shite of blaming foreigners on everything. Literally.
So the only time
we actually hear a story in a negative way is when it involves a foreigner. It just gets amplified beyond belief.
I'm not going to be bad, but this is on News Our Podcast and it only happened a couple of days ago, right? I'm not going to be bad. A few months ago, a foreign guy that should have never been in the country went to set fire to the Black Forest, and yous never even put that on yous radio station. Like, this is what I'm saying. People are getting pissed off because yous are picking yous agenda what to put out there. Like, yous never once mentioned about that guy that went to burn Conor McGregor's pub. Now, he got locked up for that.
Because
he's
never put on podcast. Sean, I'm sick.
Conor McGregor and he's far right.
Sean, I'm sick of trying to explain this. We cannot cover something when it is being investigated, when somebody is being arrested.
Well, this is being investigated and we're covering it now.
Nobody's been arrested or charged with this.
That's the difference. That's the difference, Sean. When somebody is arrested...
At the point when that happened to that pub, it took your man 2 weeks before he was arrested and charged.
Okay.
And you still didn't bring it up on your podcast.
We can't cover, for example, that case of that alleged incident with the young girl out at City West because somebody has been arrested and charged. We can't touch that now until that court case actually happens. I'm sick of trying to explain that.
In fairness, if somebody had been charged with the crime of arson on that building in Drogheda now, we wouldn't be able to talk about that either.
Yeah.
So it's
2 years since the stabbing in Parnell Street and there's still been no one convicted of it.
No, because he's still in custody.
But why? Because he's playing the system. He's going through mental health and this and that.
I don't know what is going on there. But again, Sean, we can't talk about that.
If I went down tomorrow and I stabbed it, just a normal girl in O'Connor Street and I stabbed her to death, I can guarantee you, within 4 weeks, I'd be brought to a judge and I'd be sentenced.
No, that's not true. A criminal court case like that
takes years.
Can take years. And I know that. I've been a victim of a case, and the court case took absolute ages because the DPP has to get evidence, they have to get a book of evidence, they have to get psychological reports. You can't just... It's not like Coronation Street, Sean, where someone gets murdered on the cobbles and a week later they're in front of the court.
Like,
that's not real life. But the point is...
It shouldn't take that long.
No,
I'm not agreeing. I'm not disagreeing. But the fact of the matter is that the individual that has been charged in relation to Parnell Square is in custody awaiting trial. Okay? That's all we can say on that. Let me go to Laura. You're on Opinions Matter. Laura, how are you?
Hey, I'm grand.
Sorry. Just before we go to Laura, I just want to explain, because Brian Fay has been on and he's
just not getting it.
Okay, Brian, I'll explain this to you. If I have to use finger puppets, I will. Funny you're covering the fire and it's under investigation. Okay. Brian, you can cover something up until the point that someone is charged with the alleged crime. Okay, so as this podcast has been recorded, no one has been arrested, no one has been charged with the Drogheda incident. So we can talk about it. If this morning the police release a statement saying such and such, Adrian Kennedy of Main Street Drogheda has been arrested and charged with the incident that happened, then we couldn't cover it. It's quite simple, actually, Brian. Get a grown-up.
And once somebody is charged, they are charged and awaiting trial, and it's from that point that a case like that becomes sub judice, which means you can't discuss it, you can't prejudice it, and end of. So as Jeremy said, had somebody been arrested and charged this morning, we wouldn't be having this podcast. The fact of the matter is nobody has been, so we can't prejudice the trial of somebody who hasn't even been arrested.
And Shannon is saying as well, it took 6 years and counting for my case to go to court. I mean, yeah, people think it's like Coronation Street, that literally someone's murdered on the cobbles and it's on the next episode. That is not real life, lads. But I will. I bring finger puppets in for the next episode.
Laura, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Laura?
Hey, I'm grand. I just don't get the whole thing where people are going crazy over, like, the burning of the iPod Center isn't the way to go about things. And the whole thing where they say, oh, you need to protect women and children. So what about the women and children that are in iPod Centers? It's just because they're foreign, that they have no...
And that's exactly... Like, that's exactly because on Saturday, I remember seeing a load of posts online. There's no proof that there were kids in there. Shows their photographs and all this sort of shite. So trying to deny...
You have no privacy or dignity.
That's exactly the point.
People that are coming over here definitely don't have privacy or dignity. And then a guy, you're just coming over here for free money. Full of Irish people that are on social welfare, that are sponging up. See, I think that's the irritating as well. They're afraid that their money be kind of gone, or their waitlist to be small because they can't get their free house. That's what I get from it anyway. And then the whole thing of, like, mentioned about the 10-year-old being raped and things like that. What about, like, I think I mentioned it before on the show, how, like, if we could be like this, like the rage for domestic violence in the country, like, that'd be great, you know? Like, but that doesn't seem to be outrage as much as what's going on with the whole immigration thing.
You see, what worries me about this whole story,
it seems
Laura,
like an excuse, I think.
Yeah, no, well, what worries me is that we've seen situations on about 30 different occasions where buildings that were being proposed to be used as iPass centres were burned to the ground. There were several examples of that happening. But now that was nearly normalised. Ah, the iPass centre just got burned. Sure, there you go. That's the way. And now we're taking it to, people are taking it to the next level. It doesn't matter whether there's people inside the bloody thing or not, we'll just set it on fire.
No, people.
Yeah, but what is the point? What point are they trying to prove in burning buildings down? Yeah, we both have burned a building down. Hooray. It's not going to solve anything.
I know. No, I know that people, half the shit that people say on Facebook, they don't actually mean, because they wouldn't say it in real life. And they think when they're on their keyboard, they get away with saying stuff. But just think about it. If you are someone who was happy to see that building being burnt, yeah, knowing now that there were women and children inside, just think about what you're actually advocating at the moment. And it's nothing to do with far left or far... Sean was saying it's a far right issue. Abso-fucking-lutely, it's a far right issue. Anybody that wants to burn a building to a ground because there are foreign nationals in it, that is that is literally far right. You can't get any more far right than that.
Which is exactly what the Nazis did to the Jews before World War II. They burned them out in the ghettos. It's exactly the same thing. Sorry, go on, Laura.
No, apparently being empathetic and, like, caring about humanity, you're a left loony, apparently.
You're dead right to say that, because that is exactly what's been said.
You're a weird, weak, left loony if you care about other human beings. But, you know, no, we can't be caring about that. We have to be killing people and, yeah.
As I said, Laura, people that I thought I knew very well, and then I saw them laughing about it on Facebook the other day, and I was like, Jesus, I really thought I knew that person. And I'm sorry, I just can't. I cannot abide people thinking it's funny that, imagine babies and children having to be rescued out of a building because it's burning. It just... And again, it's nothing to do with immigration. Those children are innocent children. They're not going to harm anybody. You know, they're not going to take your dole away, Deco, if that's what you're afraid of. It beggars belief. It really does.
Yeah. But going back to the point of saving women and children, like, and I'm a woman myself, you'd have, just let's say if I have a situation that happened to me, a guy threatening me on the street or whatever, like, I'll just laugh it off. It's you should take it as a compliment. But if a foreign guy comes up to me, oh, he's careful, Laura, you know, don't be going out on by yourself, all of that. You can kind of see that. If it's a white Irish man, it's like, I'll just laugh it off as a compliment. But now it just seems to be this whole race card. Now, oh, was he foreign or was he Irish? You know, you hear about that, like, attack of a woman, like, was that, you know, foreign person.
And here's the thing, Laura. Had that incident the other day resulted in 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 people, including women and children, being burned to death, which could have happened, by the way, because it was on Halloween night. It's the fire brigade's busiest night of the year, and only for they were so quick to respond, the emergency services, to this fire, that the people were rescued. But we could be having a conversation today about about kids and women being burned to death in a fire deliberately started, what sort of a conversation will we be having then?
Keith is saying, Keith, you have a very linear way of thinking. What about the poor 10-year-old? Yes, Keith, two things. I don't know, many. I'm going to say this slow for you, Keith. Two things can be disgusting and wrong at the same time. Why do people not get that? It can be wrong for any it is wrong for any child. It's deplorable.
Any sexual assault of any type.
Yes.
Is
vile.
Is vile. Just the specific foreign, the national race or anything like that.
Any innocent child of any ethnicity, any colour, any creed, any background, any child to be put in danger, whether sexually or violently, is wrong. And again, Keith, use both sides of your brain. Both things can be wrong and deplorable at the same time. It's not a battle over which kid has it worse, okay? It's not a battle. Everything with this is wrong. Why can people not get that?
Robbie.
You get all these idiots saying that the guards already released a statement on this and that, and this version of the story is fake. But yet they're saying this is fake, but are willing to accept that all the other stories are genuinely real because it suits their narrative. This shouldn't be a left or right thing. Anyone who could do this is a sick, dangerous person, regardless of their political leanings.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
This WhatsApp voice note just came in to us from Jer.
If you want to protest about immigration, migrants, IPAS centres and all of that, then get yourself up to Leinster House. Stand outside centres like that, hurling abuse at the people that's inside of them isn't deflecting from the people that actually let them in to the country in the first place, and the people that are actually destroying our cities and our small towns. And go to the ballads, get those people out, and then we might see a bit of a change in this country. But until then, or if you're not willing to do that, and stop giving out and stop going on about it, it's completely and utterly outrageous that anybody would ever do something like that. Arson attacks, like, come on, are we not better than that?
All right, and more flying in. This is Keith.
Right, so, these people coming in aren't fucking stupid. I couldn't give a bollocks about all the lefties out there or what you have to fucking say. You know, these people are safe. Are they safe? Are they really fucking safe? You was explaining that to the fucking families who's going through hardship right now because of them people. And before you fucking say it, yes, we have got Irish here, but stop asking us to pick a side. Right? We don't want to pick a side. We hate both. Our own criminals do shit here and the ones that they're bringing in. But all we seem to get off yous and the other people is, what about the Irish? What about the yous? Pick a fucking side, right? And you stick with it. Well, we'll hate them just as fucking much. Now, it's a scam. They burnt down that fucking centre. And in a matter of fucking days, they're getting a fucking house. These people work in the housing. They have people that work in allocations and things and all like that around the fucking country. But keep begrudging the Irish people. Keep begrudging them. Like, civil war has started in this fucking country already. Guns ahead for it, and yeah, but it has started.
I despair when I hear messages like that, Keith. Honest to God. Again, justifying what happened the other day.
I don't know if he is justifying what happened.
What was he doing then? Do you want me to play the message again?
I don't think he was justifying it.
Where am I going now?
But
Anthony.
No, but I mean, Keith,
he's not condemning it.
No, but Keith, you're doing that hashtag, and by the way, I support that hashtag, she was 10, which people are doing about...
What's that got to do with burning an iPass in Drogheda?
But that's what I'm saying, Keith.
Completely separate conversation.
Yes, Keith, she was 10, yeah, and it's absolutely disgraceful, and hopefully justice is served, but there could have been a child in that building that was also 10. So a child, again, I don't know how many times you have to say this, a child is a child. No child should be harmed, Keith. And there's no, what about this? No child should be harmed. End of.
Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
I'm just disgusted at what Keith was saying. He is trying to justify and condone what happened. People like that are fucking scum of the earth. It is horrifying what happened at the IPAS Centre. It is clearly a deliberate arson done by a fucking racist anti-immigration scumbag. Four children were in that building, one of whom was a baby. honestly, the scum, when he's arrested, he should be charged with arson, attempted murder, domestic terrorism, and fucking treason. That's what he should be doing. And the Garda should just then arrest all of these anti-immigration scumbags, arrest every single one of them who think what happened at the hotel was funny. I think it's something to laugh about. I'll try to condone and justify it. Arrest every single one of them and charge them with domestic terrorism and treason.
Okay, firstly, Anthony, we don't know exactly who is responsible for this arson attack. It's clear that it was an arson attack. We have absolutely no idea at this moment who was responsible for it. Hopefully, in time, we will find out who was responsible for it. But at this moment, we don't know. So you can't necessarily say that it was any far-right loon that did this.
Well, according to a local Fine Gael councillor, racism in the area has been increasing. Like, she was getting abuse from people. She has seen racism happening. So it's clear to me that it most likely was a racist, because we have seen these racist anti-immigration scum have been doing arsons before at empty buildings. One last year threw a bloody pipe bomb into a building next door to where one of my nephew works. A pipe bomb that led to someone being injured.
Okay,
arsonists escalate. Okay. They escalate.
So regardless of who was responsible for this or what their motivation was, this attack, this setting fire to a building in this way, pouring petrol or whatever it was on the stairs and setting it alight, is a disgusting act regardless of who was responsible for it, yeah?
It's arson, attempted murder. That's what it is. That's what it is. As well as when the scumbag is caught, he should get a very long prison sentence. About 40 years with no early release. Send the message. This kind of thing will not be tolerated. And if you do it, you're going to suffer to deter other people from getting inspired to do something like this. Because I would bet you a lot of money that some people who saw what happened, they're going to get inspired to do something similar. That's what some will take away from what happened. They'll be sickeningly be inspired to do that themselves.
When you see, I mentioned a while ago that we've had numerous examples of buildings that were being lined up. Well, not all, but a lot of them were being lined up as I-Pass centres, being burned to the ground. I think of the Crown Paints plant in Coolock. And the argument here is that that actually worked, you could argue. By setting fire to the building, by having that protest, that that building is no longer going to be used as an I-Pass centre. My point, I'm not in any way justifying that sort of protest, but it did work. That sort of protest did actually work, and Crown Paints is not going to be used as an I-Pass centre anymore.
And that was just horrible what happened, and we saw what was going on there with those scum who were causing trouble. The injured security guard doing all that madness. I just worry that we see this kind of shit happening. We saw what was happening in City West. If the Garda were not there to stop those scum were causing trouble, I can almost guarantee some of those scum causing trouble would have tried to get into the hotel and set it on fire, like what happened at this I-Pass centre. I just think the Garda need to be heavy-handed on these anti-immigration scum. Just lock them up, charge them with domestic terrorism and treason. Just lock them up and keep them locked up. There's no way to stop this damn shit.
Stay there for a second if you can, please, Anthony. I want to read a message that's just come in to us from Joe. How are you, lads? I left Ireland in 2008, living abroad ever since. Only recently started looking at coming back to Ireland to see what's happening. I must say, listening to your show, it doesn't entice us expats to come home. So many idiots come on your show. The country has gone soft. What would the men of the 70s and 80s have done in the current situation? They will be going around saying or they wouldn't be going around saying far-right Islamophobia is shit. They would have sorted it out a lot sooner than now. Ireland is soft and dying. Now, I'm not really sure, Joe, what you're implying there. What's he getting at in that message? Ireland is soft and dying. I don't understand.
I don't know. Soft towards the borders or soft towards...
I don't really understand what he's trying to get at.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
How are you, Adrian?
Good, thanks, Darren. What did you want to say?
Is Anthony there, is he?
Anthony is there. Yes, he is. Yep.
Can I ask you a question, Anthony?
What is it, Darren?
Last week, Simon Harris came out and admitted that up to 80% of the economic migrants coming into this country are being refused. So, therefore, there's no need for them to be here. So, is he a far-right racist now, is he?
Well, I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear anything about that. I didn't hear anything about that.
Of course you didn't, Anthony. Of course you didn't. The whole country heard about it except for you.
Oh, you're just saying crap, Darren. Right?
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Here's a fact. What happened at this iPad Centre in Loud, it was arson, an attempted murder. Anthony. Four children were in that building. What at home was a bloody baby. What do you say about that?
Will you relax, Anthony? Will you?
What do you say about what happened at the iPad Centre, Darren? What do you say about it? Huh?
What do I say about it? Well, obviously, most people believe that it's wrong to set somewhere on fire with people in it. And you're saying there that you're
Darren, I have to stop you there. I don't agree with that. The amount of comments I've seen on social media in the last 3 days, that most people are condemning this. Absolutely not.
Oh, no, I think most people are.
Oh, no,
but
no.
But there was a percentage of people trying to justify it. But no, I think the vast majority of right-thinking people...
Yeah, anybody right-thinking with half a brain would say...
And about your man that's allegedly after doing this arson attack, if it is that person in the video, chances are he's only a young scumbag who jumped in the bandwagon of the protest. He's no political views. He doesn't even know what far right is. That's what I think, anyway.
My worry is, though, Darren, is we're being fed a constant diet of rhetoric saying that the immigrants in this country are responsible for everything that is wrong with Irish society. And that's just not true, Darren. But some people...
Yeah, I know that, Adrian. But what's annoying the people? What annoying the people is the mainstream media and RTE and all paint everyone with the same brush, anti-immigration. I work with foreign people for the last 16 years. If Anthony has called me a racist about 10 times before, if I was a proper racist, I wouldn't work where I work, number one. And number two, I have absolutely no problem with someone coming in and working. If people coming in, we don't know, have a clue about them, they shouldn't even be here, that's what I have a problem with. And it's funny how Anthony doesn't even know what Simon Harris said last week.
He had a very selective hearing. I have to be honest, Anthony, I am quite surprised that you're not aware of the comments that were made by Simon Harris last week.
He is aware, Adrian. This doesn't want to know it.
Where he basically said we need to look at our whole immigration system here in Ireland, that there are too many people coming into the country and all of that. Simon Harris did say all that.
Yeah, he's a racist.
Well, no, that's not racist. No, Darren, nobody.
You were calling all of us far-right racists for saying we're letting too many in. Yes,
I've never called you far-right.
Yeah, you're going back now because the tide has turned.
No, the tide hasn't fucking turned, Darren.
Yes, it fucking has turned.
I've been saying for ages, myself and Adrian are both pro legal immigration, not illegal.
That's what I've been saying, Jeremy, for the last many months. And every time I said that, you just ignored it.
No, but Darren, what we're seeing here in the last few months or years is that every foreigner is being painted with the same brush as well.
So
foreigners are responsible for, like, we had one caller last week, 20% of the population are foreigners. Yes, that may be actually true, but the majority of them, the huge majority of them, are here perfectly legally.
Yeah.
They're either EU citizens, they're
and
Brits.
All these Ukrainians. Remember all the Ukrainians when they came in from the war?
A lot of them are still here.
Yeah, and only up to 10% of them are working.
The point I'm trying to make here is, Darren, the vast majority of foreign nationals living in this country are here perfectly legally. There is a tiny...
Yes, we are not arguing that bit.
Everybody...
Anthony, let me... Or sorry, Darren.
Sorry, people are... You just said painting people with the same brush. People are now painting foreigners with the same brush, regardless of how they're here or why they're here.
Not every immigrant that comes into this country is here to rape.
Okay? No, obviously not.
Obviously not. But
no, obviously not. Not every foreigner is here to work as well.
Absolutely.
Right back at you.
Absolutely, absolutely. But here's the thing. Here's the thing, Darren, is that the reaction to that IPAS sent, like, I want you to put your head inside that fella who lit the flames on the stairs of the IPAS Centre. Why do you...
Well, you can't.
Why do you think... What was going through his little mind when he did that? Why do you think he did that?
He's just a scumbag, Jeremy. He's not a far-right agitator.
He's not a scumbag because scumbags don't believe they're scumbags. A scumbag never says, I'm a scumbag. So what do you think was his reasoning?
I'm telling you what his reasoning was. He is literally, with the online talk about foreign nationals and unvetted males of military age here to cause harm to our women and children, that person believes all that now. Believes in his heart and soul.
He wants to be the one to burn the IPAS Centre down, and then he'll think that all the far right lads will love him. But that isn't the case. He's just a scumbag.
Do you take the point that I'm trying to make, though, Darren, that people like him are seeing this shit online and they decide, I'm going to do something about this?
Yeah, I agree with you on that bit, yeah. But like, most people will know, not every foreigner is here to rape or shrounge, but a lot of them are aging. That's the point. And everyone was calling us far right for saying that there's too many in the country. And now when Simon Harris said it, the likes of Anthony there doesn't say a word about it. It's absolutely selective hearing.
How do we stop?
Anthony probably thinks I'm racist for liking white chocolate instead of normal chocolate.
How do we stop that sort of thing happening again? How do we stop?
You can't. The horse is bolting, Aidan. The horse is bolting.
So what? We just have to expect that more IPAS centres are going to be set on fire with people inside them.
Well, I'm sure they're going to have to put cameras up in every IPAS centre now.
Well, there is a full security review of every centre in the country.
And I don't understand why they'd be opening more IPAS centres when they've admitted that 80% of them shouldn't be here. Why would they open more? That's ridiculous.
Stay there for a second, Darren. I want to just squeeze in a few more comments on this. This is Andrea who sent us this WhatsApp voice note.
Sorry, lads, I'm dose to a cold, but I grew up in Drawdar and I'm moving home next year. Obviously, I would have loved to stay in Drawdar and rear my son up there, but I am seriously concerned about the actions that's going on in the country at the minute. Actually, not just in Ireland, but in every country. It just seems to be worse than in Ireland. They seem to be following in England's footsteps, and that's not always the right thing.
We have another Darren on the line. Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
How are you doing?
Good, Darren. What do you want to say on this?
Why do you keep blaming everyone, saying everyone's far right, and blaming this person that did this as a far right? There's nobody was charged with this. Nobody knows anything about this man, but you keep blaming him as far right.
No, but I haven't said anything of the sort. In fact, earlier on, I did say that nobody has been arrested or charged. We have absolutely no idea who this person is. You can rewind the podcast. I said that.
It's a far-right act. It absolutely is a far-right act.
How do you know? What do you mean it's a far-right act? The Charlie Kirk shooting was seemingly a far-right act. Well, when it came down to it, it was Alec Looney.
Well, it was.
So it was a person on the left, right? Mm. And then the same thing, every single time, he claimed the far right as racist, hatred, this, right?
By nature of being far right, you are. That is what the far right movement is. It's a racist movement.
I was at many, many, many protests. I can tell you here and now, every single person that I met at the protest that would be there for the right reasons, they were not arguing with anybody. We were doing a peaceful protest. And then, like that, you see one or two sneaky lads sneaking in, right? And all of a sudden, then they'd be chanting at people. And it was literally, I believe it was someone sent from the government in to cause havoc every time. And the government do that.
So what, are you saying the government sent somebody in to set fire to the IPAS Centre in Drogheda?
No, not to the IPAS Centre, no. And that was wrong. 100% I agree that was wrong. That should never have happened. Everybody in this country should feel safe. But the unfortunate part about it is a lot of the Irish people do not feel safe walking the streets because of the immigrants.
Darren, I don't know how you're putting that in the same sentence. On the one hand, you're saying what happened in Drogheda was wrong, but everybody feels unsafe. You're almost qualifying what happened in Drogheda.
I'm not saying that. Look, I said it was 100% wrong, right? But why should women and kids feel unsafe walking the streets, right? when there's immigrants in here, right, where their ideology and their beliefs and their religious beliefs are down as far as, like, they can marry a six-year-old, have sex at 12. That's wrong. If you allow these people into this country to try to change the narrative where people see the country as it is.
Okay, but what nationality were the people inside that IPAS centre in Drogheda? What ideology did they have? What country were they?
No, they were targeted wrong. Like, they were targeted, yes, by some
but that's
idiot,
the point.
Right? Some idiot. But why do you say it was somebody on the left or on the right?
As you said yourself, at this moment we have no clue who is responsible. I hope to God the Gardaí do manage to make an arrest very shortly, and I hope to God we will know the identity of the individual responsible, because regardless of what motivated them, they are the sickest people in the world to target a building with women and children in it. And
100% agree.
Okay.
I 100% agree with that.
That's fine. At least we're agreed on that. My big worry, though, is we have normalised, because it literally has been normalised, the setting fire of buildings that are being planned to be used as IPAS centres. And everybody has just said, ah, sure, that's what happens. They were going to use it as an IPAS centre. And people justifying that. This is just the next level. It is an IPAS centre that was set on fire like so many others. The only difference this time is there was people inside it. Now, my worry is that people are being literally brainwashed to believe that immigrants are responsible for everything that's wrong in Ireland today. And that just is not true, Darren.
And Darren, here's a message for you from a listener by the name of Saul. Okay, so the government is sending teenagers in to shoot fireworks at guards. Where do they house and train these special operatives? The conspiracy is hilarious.
Come here, right. You see the video proof in the UK, right, where they were doing the protests in the UK. The person that started the trouble got hauled off to one side, brought away, put into a police van, brought down the road and released again. Now, if that was here in Ireland, you'd be arrested, you'd be brought to the barracks and you'd be locked up for the night or whatever, and charges will be brought. This is happening time and time again in Ireland. When you see the protests like that in Dublin, you see them to go in, they cause trouble, and then they're gone. And the peaceful protests in Ireland were peaceful. Because all up until the time that the armed unit landed on and then they said, right, we need to move these people out of here, they caused the trouble. The presenter or the what do you call them, journalists were attacked, pepper sprayed from Grip Media, from Canada, there was another independent journalist attacked as well by the Gardaí in Ireland. So don't run around telling me that the guards don't instigate a lot of trouble when they go to these protests. They're the ones that they started. But the thing about it is they have the power to finish it. But Irish people don't.
You see, here's the thing,
Darren. And let me tell you, peaceful protest is actually peaceful protest. I've been at some of them.
Okay, Darren, here's the thing. We said this at the start of this podcast. I don't know if you were different from the start. You can be anti-immigration, okay, which is fine. I think the vast majority of Irish people think that too many people are being let into the country. I think that. Adrian thinks
I think that as well.
Yeah, so we all. I think the vast majority of...
Even our own Taoiseach now thinks
even it. Harris believes as well. I think everybody now believes at this stage too many are being let in. So there's that narrative. But then there's the belief, Darren, that a lot of people hold that every single person staying in an IPAS centre is a rapist. Now, that's not true. Some are.
It's not true. That is not true, and I agree with that.
Now, some are, and even if one is, that's one too many. One too many. One rapist is one rapist too many, I always say. But it
is literally this tarring all people in IPAS centres with the same brush. And it's a very...
Yeah, but it's tarring anybody that believes that immigration is wrong as far right. That's wrong, too.
We're not doing that, and we're not intending on doing that. Thanks very much.
I've never said to be worried about an immigration is a far right thing. That is not far right. But to want to burn a building down because it houses people that aren't the same nationality of you, that is far right. That is literally the definition.
All right, thank you very much indeed, all of you, for listening to this latest episode of Opinions Matter. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified each and every time we upload a new episode. And have you joined us on our WhatsApp channel yet? Jeremy, how do we do this, and what is the WhatsApp channel?
I haven't got a clue.
Find out.
Yeah, the WhatsApp channel is where you get the link to the podcast every day. You'll also find out when the show goes live every day and all of this stuff. And it's not spam, we just message you maybe once a day. So if you want to be part of our WhatsApp channel, all you have to do is text the words add me to 0858252626. That's add me to 0858252626. 26 26. You will get the link back. Join us on our WhatsApp channel, and it's like a little party.
And
for
you'll be the first to know.
It's not a party. That's a ridiculous.
You'll
thing
be the
to
first
say.
To know everything we do on the Opinions Matter podcast.
Yes,
I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. Thanks very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. Please share it onto your own social media channels, and we'll catch you on the next one.